Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is a very special day because we're going to have Ms. Liz Black of WBLS 107.5 in New York join us today. And actually, the time was either 5 or 5:30, so we're going to proceed with the ministry. And at 5:30, if she comes on, if her schedule allows her to, then we will go ahead and go on with the interview. But I do want to take you, first of all, to a scripture or a psalm, and we also want to pray. So, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us this day. We thank you for just giving us strength and courage and helping us along the way. We ask that this ministry be something that is acceptable, something that's pleasing in your sight, and something that is great in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to uplift us and help us to be the vessels and the people that you would have us to be. Lord, we ask that you just continue to protect us and keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, and that you help us to magnify who you are and to decrease us to zero. Lord, we thank you for each thing that you have done. We thank you for the things that you're going to do, and we thank you for the things that you have done. And we ask with the words that come out of our mouth be something that encourage and exemplify who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I want to read to you Psalm. Excuse me just a second. I want to read to you Psalm 136, and I'm going to give you time to get that. Psalm 136. And it reads, we're on Psalm 136. And it reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. We're going to go to number two. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1, 2, and 3. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers' doors and the seekers of his holy word. And as we're waiting on Ms. Liz Black, because actually our interview was at 5:30, and I had sent an inbox or an email saying that we could also do it at 5. But as the Lord would have it, we always have something that we could work on. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about, for those of you who are thinkers and for those of you who are writers, I want you to get out a sheet of paper. And if Ms. Black comes on before we finish our activity, we'll stop our activity and we'll proceed later on. Okay, so get out a sheet of paper, and I want you to begin to ask God for something. I want you to ask God for something, and I want you to thank him for something. So let's do that. Let's take about a minute. Ask God for something, and then thank God for something. Okay, once you have done that, once you have asked God for something and you've thanked him for something, I want you to put that or add that with your positive notes. You ask God for something and you thank God for something. And I want you to believe that, because on yesterday, we said that when we take our burdens to the Lord and when we leave them on the altar, we must also carry faith with us and take faith back with us, because once we leave everything on the altar, we don't have to look back. We don't have to look over our shoulders wondering if the Lord is going to take care of it, because we know he is. Because of what? Because of our faith. Because of our faith. So this next segment, these next 30 minutes until Ms. Liz Black arrives, will be under the unction of the Holy Spirit, and we will have some music, and then I will share some things that the Lord has given unto me. And as you all know, we're going to play He is Faithful, because I want people to understand that God is faithful. I've had several people join who already know the Lord, who are already strong in the Lord, and I've had some people who've joined who are experiencing storms and are wondering, which side should I be on? Should I be on the Lord's side? And so we must understand at this particular time, at this particular hour, that we must take all of our burdens to the Lord, and we must leave them on the altar. We must leave them in the hands of our Lord. But we must hold on to our faith. The Lord says, you do not auction off your faith, right? He says, you do not give your faith to someone. You do not let someone take your faith. He said, when you bring your burdens unto me, whatever it is, it could be finances, it could be your children, it could be your home, it could be anything that you're going through, doubts, you know. Some people go through the storms in their minds. Whatever it is, the Lord said it could be our physique, how we feel about ourselves, our self-esteem. He says, bring it to the Lord. He said, but when you bring it, he said, leave faith in the bag. If you're going to dump everything on the Lord, he says, leave faith in the bag and take faith with you. Or matter of fact, put faith in a separate bag. He says, and hold on to faith. And when you go back, you don't have to look over your shoulders wondering. So I want to play this particular song, He is Faithful. And as I said, if we're in the middle of something and Ms. Liz Black shows up, we're going to stop, because we know that her time is precious, and then we will carry on at a later time. So I want you to listen to the song, He is Faithful, and know that God is faithful.
Been so faithful to me. In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. Was all gone when my heart had no song. Still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true. Those days I spent
Good that we started early because there was a message that the Lord had gave to display on Sunday. But on Sunday, we spoke about, on Monday, actually, we spoke about the safety. And so I want to regress and go back to the message of make room. And I want to read a scripture, and we're going to talk through the scripture. And then when 5:30 comes, and if Miss Black is able to show up, we're going to go ahead and go into our interview. If not, we're going to carry on with the ministry, and we will reschedule if we have to. Okay? So when we talk about make room, the Lord says make room. And the scripture, I want you to take out your Bibles, and I want you to turn, give me just a second. And this is a time for you to process that song that just played. But I want you to turn to, look at my Bible here. Okay, I want you to turn to Proverbs 18 and 16. Proverbs 18 and 16. And this is the King James Bible. And it says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Whatever gift that the Lord has given unto you, the Lord says utilize it. Whether you feel that it is too small or you feel that it's too big for the place that you're in, the Lord says still use it, because your gift or your anointing or the gift that God has given you makes room for you. And so what I want you to understand is that do not diminish what the Lord has given unto you because you feel like it's out of place or you feel like it's too big and the space that you're in is too small. The Lord says, just like a seed, okay, we're going back to the seed when it is planted. A seed is planted, and once it's planted, it grows and grows and grows and it becomes large. And the Lord says, before you know it, he says, you will be before those men and women who love him just as much as you do as well. And the Lord puts you in great company. And what he means by you will be among great men, he means that people that will empower you and uplift you, people that will help you reach your destination. He likens this once again as I go back and think about Saul. He likens this to Saul. He says, you know, Saul was on that road to Damascus and Jesus saw him. And, you know, of course, Jesus stopped him and asked him, why was he persecuting the church? But along the way, Jesus began to send men to help Saul, who later became Paul, to help him along the way. And so the Lord is going to send you people wherever you go, whatever journey you take, the Lord will send you people. So the Lord says, make room. And when we make room, the Lord says, utilize your gifts. Do not sit on your gifts. Do not hide your gifts. Do not try to give your gifts away, because the Lord says it's kind of like the Cinderella slipper. You know, there's only one person that the slippers will fit, and that was Cinderella. You know, a lot of people tried on Cinderella slippers, you know, and they were too tight or they were too big, right? But the Lord says that your gift, our gifts, are tailor-made. And he says it's just for you. And it's not a just for you as in being selfish, but it's just for you as in you need to make room. You need to accept your calling. If you're running from ministry, if you're running from your singing calling, if you're running from your speaking calling, your teaching calling, your parenting calling, whatever calling the Lord has given you, if you're running from it, God says stop. You can't give away your gift, right? Or gifts. Some people are multi-talented. You can't give away your gifts. So therefore, we have to make sure that we're making room. And if our territory is too big and we feel like our gift is too small, the Lord says still utilize and work that small gift in that big place, because the Lord is able to grow it just like he is a seed. If you are in a small place and you feel like your gift is too big and it will overwhelm people or overpower, the Lord says still utilize your gift, because he's going to either have to expand that particular place or he's going to have to help the people learn to accept it. He's going to have to expand their minds so that they can be empowered through the gift of God. So the Lord says, make room. And as I was sitting here listening to the song by Miss Karen Shawell, the Lord gave me three things that I want to share with you. And after I share these things with you, I want to wrap this up. And the first thing, when we're making room, God says, visualize yourself in a room. Some people, we have different room perimeters. Our rooms are not all the same. He says, think about one room in your house or where you live. Think about one room. And he says, imagine going into that room. And he says, imagine having depression in that room. Imagine having anger in that room. Imagine having negative thoughts, negative people. Just imagine that room being filled with negativity, bad things. He says we're going to have to declutter our lives. And what he means by declutter is that we're going to have to remove some things. Because what's happening is a lot of us have many gifts, but they're buried under all of these things in this particular room, right? And we're really talking about our mind, but I'm trying to give you a visual because I have different learners. And so we're all in here, right? Everything's in here. And your gifts are on the bottom of all of this negativity because so many people have buried your gifts. They've buried your talents. And the Lord is saying, make room. It's time to walk into that room. And it's time to remove those barriers, those things that have buried your faith. I was listening to a minister on TV, and she said, where is the place that you drop your faith? Where is the place that you lost hope? It's in that same room where all that negativity is and where all that anger is. It's in that very same room. So you have to declutter that room and clean it up. And so you have to take out all the negative stuff so that you can get down to the bottom, right? What is the root of the problem? Why aren't you using your gift? Because you can't find it. You can't see it, right? And faith, God says hold on to that faith even when you go into that room because you can't see. You know, faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. And so we're utilizing our faith knowing that our gifts are buried under a lot of negativity, so we're going to have to remove that. The Lord says tomorrow, he says, refresh your mind. Anything that have made you mad, people have made you mad, past experiences, things have happened. You're lonely, you're sad. God says remove those things. How do you remove those things? Because it's hard. A lot of people say it's hard to remove those things. God says you have to declutter. He says you have to face those giants. You have to face those things that have your gift that's holding your gift hostage. You have to remove those things from off of your gifts, right? It's kind of like opening up a gift on Christmas, or some people don't believe in holidays. It's kind of like when you buy a can of beans or you buy a can of something, you have to open it up to get the substance inside. God says, open up. He says, open up the door to that room that you're afraid to go into because there's so much negativity. He says, and reach way down to the root, to the bottom, and discover your gifts, okay? Number two, he says, draw on faith. The Lord continues to bring up the characteristic of faith. He says, draw on your faith. What does that mean? Okay, that means when we draw on our faith, the Lord shows that basically when we draw on our faith, that we lean and depend on our faith. You know, there was a song entitled Lean on Me, right? Well, some people get tired of being leaned on, but God says if you lean on faith, right? He says you can continue to hold on and you can continue to run and not grow weary. You can continue to walk and not faint. But you have to continue to have your faith. And a lot of people ask, where is the source of faith? The source of faith is in the Word of God. That's where you get your faith from because you know that all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord. So you get faith from the Word of God, from the relationship with God. No one can give you faith. I can be on the ministry all day long. I can't present you with faith. I can't wrap up faith and give it to you, you know, for your birthday, for Christmas, or just give it to you just because. That is something that God gives through the Word. And so God is saying we have to, when we're making room, he says we have to read the Word in order to have our faith. So so that we can continue to remove those negative things, because it's a process. You can't remove negative things in one day or 1 hour, 1 minute, 1 second. He says it's a process. You have to remove those things so that you can reach your max, which is your gift, because your gift is buried under a lot of negativity, a lot of past hurts, and a lot of pain, okay? Then we talk about casting our nets. What does that mean? You know, we think about the fishermen, and the Lord showed a picture of the fishermen, how they were sitting down and they were casting their nets, wanting to catch fish. And the Lord said that is how we are supposed to, that is the same thing we're supposed to do in our daily living, because we're casting our nets, but we're not casting our nets for fish. We're casting our nets for our faith. Why are we casting our nets for our faith? Because we lose faith sometimes. Let's all be honest. When the storms of life come sometimes and situations happen in our lives, we lose faith in God because we feel like the Lord has taken something from us, right? That may be a good thing that the Lord has taken something from us because it wasn't doing us any good. The Lord has taken something from us, and we feel like I'm just sitting here, I'm casting my net, and I'm not catching anything. The Lord says sit there and cast your net in order to catch your faith. He said because your faith is in the water somewhere, and it's your faith is, your faith needs to be baited in, you know. He says, so you sit out there and you cast the net out, trying to pull your faith in. He said, and this is an everyday thing. He said, but when he comes, just like he came unto the fishermen, when he comes, he says, we must follow him, but we must follow him in faith, because the Lord is going to take us out of a lot of negativity. He's going to take us to higher places, and he says we have to have faith. And in order to have faith, we must be able to believe and catch our faith. That's something we have to work toward. You know, we have to work towards our faith, and our faith comes from the Word of God. It comes from the Bible. That's where our faith comes from. That's the origin of our faith, period, point blank. That's where our faith is established. And so I want you to really think about this this coming weekend. I thank God that tomorrow is Wednesday. I always get excited about Wednesday because Wednesday is our prayer day, and we all need to pray unto God because a lot of things are happening, and we really want to focus on our youth. But when we talk about making room, we're talking about making room for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what we're talking about. And so I'm going to play one more song. And then after I play that particular song, I'm going to sum up what we talked about as far as making room. And we will see if Miss Black is able to join us. And if not, then we will go on to our announcements. And then after our announcements, then I will bid you a good evening. But we're really looking forward to interviewing with Miss Black today. So if she comes on and the music is playing, we're going to stop the music and we're going to welcome her to the ministry. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and play a particular song entitled I Can Only Imagine. And with this particular song, I want you to understand and recognize that this is a song where you're into the presence of God. And at the end of the song, Karen basically says, you know, you don't know what you're missing if you don't have a relationship with God, because God wants to do some spectacular things for us, okay? So I want to play this particular song, and if for some reason, as I said, Miss Black comes on the ministry, then we're going to stop it and we will begin again, okay?
The day is coming when I shall see my Jesus face to face. The day I've waited all my life, I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by His side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when Your face is before me. I can only imagine, yeah. Can you only imagine,
I love You, Jesus.
To be surrounded by Your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for You, Jesus? Oh, and all of You is good. I can only imagine.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I can only imagine. Ooh, yeah.
I praise you, Jesus, for all that you've done. You know, the Bible tells me that in heaven, the streets are paved with gold, and that the walls are made of jasper. That's sort of like a diamond. I have no doubt that all those things will be beautiful, but that's not what I'm longing for. The first face that I want to see is the one who died for me, the one who made it all possible for me to even get there. It's all about you, Jesus. When I was a little girl, I used to sit on the steps at my grandmother's house. We called her Gamma. And she would be cooking that hot water cornbread and those greens. Ooh, man, I can still smell those greens cooking. She would be singing this song about she was wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus. And she would just be praying for all of us. And I'd just sit there and giggle. I didn't understand. I didn't know what all that was about. And then my cousins and I, we would all get ready and go to church. Man, we'd be there all day long. My grandfather was the pastor. Man, could he preach. I used to watch my elders. Oh, they would be dancing and singing and talking in this funny language. And I would just be sitting there amazed. I didn't understand all that back then. I just knew that they were having a really good time. Man, hats would be flying. And the next thing I know, they'd pull out these fans and they'd be fanning each other. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
I was just a child. I couldn't understand what was going on. But oh, I know now. I thank you, Jesus, that you brought me into the knowledge of your saving grace so that I could tell others about you. You see, I don't have any fear of dying because I know that my Redeemer lives. And for those of you out there who do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you don't know what you're missing. I want you to come to know Him as I've come to know Him. I want you to know about His grace and His wonderful love, but most of all about His mercy. How loving and kind and forgiving He really is. I adore you. If you don't know Him, it's time that you come to know Him before it's too late. You don't know when you're going to leave off of this earth. Don't take any chances. It's time for you to come to Jesus. He's calling out your name. He loves you. He wants you to go to heaven. Can you only imagine?
All right, that was Miss Karen Shoya with I Can Only Imagine. So to wrap up the particular little teaching about making room, and in my mind, I was thinking making changes. But when we make room for our gifts, God says we must make some type of transition like Saul did. And Saul went to the extreme in which he changed his whole name because he wanted everyone to know that he was a new creature. He was a new man. And God says that if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So when we walk into that particular place that you're afraid of, or if we walk into that particular journey or that new domain that the Lord is going to give, the Lord says whatever gift you have, whether it's small, big, medium, extra large, large, he says utilize it and utilize it for his glory. We're not trying to impress anyone. We're utilizing our gifts for the glory of God. We are magnifying the Lord. Somebody says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us rejoice in his name together. And so we're magnifying the Lord because the Lord is just that good. Okay, and my guest is not here yet, but that's okay because we may have to reschedule and things happen, and so I'm very flexible. But I want to make some announcements, and then I'm sure the Lord is going to give me something to say before we close out the ministry. And as I said before, if Ms. Black is able to come online, then we will immediately, right, stop in the middle of what we're doing and we will interview her because we know that time is precious, okay? Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. All right, a spiritual guide on the go. That is in your local bookstores online. If you go to BarnesandNobles.com, Follis.com, if you go to AmazonUK.com, if you go to Amazon.com, and there are a lot of other sites that I will have to write down and give unto you. But the particular spiritual guide on the go is all over the Internet in many bookstores. I have no idea how the book travels so far, but I thank God for the territory that it is reaching. It is all overseas. It's in Africa and different places, so I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for your support. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, publicists, writers, actors, actresses, positive community leaders, please, please make sure that you reach out to Alfreda Love, that's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry where Jesus shines with love. Be sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for them, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do that. Forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, I want you to mark down October 17th and 18th as Ms. Oprah Winfrey will be in Texas. And with the workshop of Live the Life You Want, I kept saying Live Your Best Life, but that too. So be sure to mark that down. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray one for another. Make sure that you continue to uplift each other. Also, radio hosts, talk shows, media, anyone, if you have events, please let me know. As I said before, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you want to be a guest, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you. I tell you what, every time the Lord blesses the Love Lift Jesus Ministry to air, there is always, always, always a word from God. And so we know that we deal with a lot of individuals with very hectic schedules. And so the Lord says that no matter what, he says that we shall always magnify the Lord and rejoice in his name together. And so I want you to know, and I want you to know that I really appreciate each and every one of you on the ministry today. And I really appreciate those who connected with me today, those who email me today who want to be on the show. I'm going to put your pictures online. I really appreciate you. We're going to try to reschedule Miss Liz Black because we know that schedules are very tight and people's time is very precious, and we want to make sure that we utilize our time in such a way that is conducive to what the Lord would have us to do. I want to use this particular time to tell each and every one of you that the Lord wants us to remain encouraged. I have been reading a lot of things concerning our youth, and I wonder, you know, I was praying today, and my question to God was, where do we go wrong in raising our youth? A teacher was assaulted in Florida. It's a lot of things that's going on. And we as adults, when we have these children or when we adopt children or whatever we do, we have to make sure that we are setting examples for them. The biological kids, they have the parent genes. Those who are not your children but you're raising them, they're watching you. And so we have to do a better job as a society of training up our children. And I was also thinking, you know, I was praying unto God. I said, Lord, I said, we really need to bring prayer back in the schools. And it's not to say that when people or students come to your office, you begin to pray over them and anoint them with oil and fill them with the Holy Spirit and tell them they need to go to church. But we need to set aside, we need to bring Jesus Christ back in our schools. The Lord showed me today, he said, you know, with the education system, we have locked Jesus out of the schools. And so therefore the devil is able to enter freely. We allow the devil in, we allow negativity in, but we've put Jesus out. And so that's why we're experiencing so many problems nationwide in the schools, with people not feeling safe, things happening in the schools, things happening all over the world. Our youth, some of them are going wayward, and we're unable to bring them back. That's why God said, because it's not going to be right unless you put me back in the equation. It's kind of like the Pythagorean theorem. When you take A squared out, you're only going to have B squared and C squared, right? And so we've taken the Lord out of the equation. And here we are sitting up on the radio, we're in the media on TV, we're making news reports about our youth, right, who's gone wild, and about things happening in the schools or facilities, and we've taken our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ out. And that's a true fact, and that's a problem. And I want to talk at least about 2 to 5 minutes about this, because it's a concern, and the Lord has placed this on my heart. We cannot afford to take the Lord out of schools. And it's not saying that we promote students to go to church, that we promote students to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, my background is Catholic school and some private schools and a Baptist college and things of that nature. So I really believe that we've put God out of the schools. And that's why we're having so much trouble in the schools. We're having trouble in academics, and we're speaking nationwide. Academics, if we take a survey, and I'm going to take a poll and present it to the Love of Jesus Ministry. If we take a survey all over this land and country about academics, how many students are struggling academically? How many students have parental, how many schools have parental involvement? How many schools feel safe? The people in there, how many of them feel safe? How many assaults have happened, you know, to teachers or to students? How many? And the whole equation that a lot of people don't want to hear is because we've taken the Lord out of the schools. And that's the bottom line, and I will continue to hold that. And then people say, well, I'm playing devil's advocate. We bring the Lord in the school. Why can't I bring the people who don't believe in God in the schools? Right? And the whole point is not to say that this is going to be a school where we base everything on God. But I really feel like people should have the right to pray unto God. They just should. And that's my personal opinion. And that's what the Lord is showing. You know, whatever you believe, nobody's going to force you. But the whole fact of the matter is people should have the right to take out time to pray. And people say, we have a moment of silence. Right. But that's just a moment of silence. People don't really know the purpose of the moment of silence. But when we took formally, you know, if you look on the internet and see the year that we took prayer out of schools, we formally basically told Jesus, you're evicted out of our schools. And that's when we started having massacres at schools. That's when we started having academic gaps. That's when we started having all of these tests in schools and children were failing, children committing suicide because they're so stressed out. That's when all this happened, because we formally evicted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ out of the schools. And as I said before, this is not to say that we're going to, when students are allowed to, you know, pray in school, this is not saying that people are going, we're going to have two chairs trying to bring people to Christ, trying to get people saved. That's not the point. The point is accepting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ back in the schools, because we've evicted him. All of these problems that we see happening, all of these unknown things that are happening to our children, such as different diagnoses and things, we need some more Jesus. That's what we need. That's the answer. And people don't want to hear that, because they say we can't mix religion and state, and we can't mix it. But I tell you what, that's what's going to keep us safe. Somebody said, there was a song that says, Jesus be a fence all around me. Right? What are we going to do at the final moment of a situation? People are going to begin to call on Jesus. Why? Because he's the only one that can save us. And so it's very important that since we have evicted our Lord and Savior out of the schools, that we usher him in our homes. Because we're in trouble if we have evicted our Lord and Savior, first of all, out of our hearts, then out of our schools, then out of our homes. Where are you going to get some Jesus at? Your dose of Jesus. Where are you going to get that at? Nowhere. Because the world is evil. There are evil people in the world. You don't see people walking up and down the street talking about Jesus. So where are you going to get it at? So it's very important that we learn to love God with all of our heart. It's very important that we teach our children the importance of loving God. It's very, very, very imperative, and it's important. It's very important. If you look on the internet, and all you have to Google is teens, right? There are a lot of things happening around the world. As I said before, something happened in Florida. That's where I gave a presentation on parental involvement back in 2011 in Florida. Well, Friday, a teacher was assaulted by a student in Florida. You know, there are situations where our kids are being killed on the street, and we're not doing anything but talking about it. When are we going to take action? You know, school and home should be a safe place, right? And if we don't have a place of refuge, if we don't know how to call on the name of Jesus, where are we going to go? It's kind of like being in a storm without an umbrella. We're going to get drenched. And the Lord is saying it is time to stop playing church. It's time to stop saying that you love the Lord, or we love the Lord, and our actions say something else. It's too much happening. And when we talk about making room for the gift, a lot of people are afraid because of what the world may do, what they may think. The Lord says, use your gift. If you're a speaker and you can speak to people, do it. If you have a way with kids and youth, have your way with kids and youth by speaking to them, making sure they're doing the right thing. You know, use your gift. If you are in a huge city and you feel that your gift is too small, God says, still use it. He's going to grow it. But we really have to be cognizant and pray for our youth, because we're in trouble. And we're in trouble because we took our Lord and Savior Jesus out of school. I'm going to tell you a story. You know, attending a Baptist university, it was always a pleasure to be able to go to the chapel and have Bible study. That is such a stress relief. It was always a privilege to go to biblical classes and to learn about God. That was always a stress reliever. And if you notice, if you really take inventory, and this is to prove the point, and I'm almost finished. If we really take inventory of the different colleges and universities, we will find out that the private universities are those universities that are labeled as Baptist experience less chaos. There's fewer things that happen on those campuses than regular campuses. Whenever we have God in the mix, things are going to go smooth and well. Our demeanor is going to change. And we're not saying name every school so-and-so, so-and-so Baptist school. No. But Jesus is the fence. He is the protector. He is the peacekeeper. And that's what we need. Our youth, ladies and gentlemen, are experiencing a lot of things. They're doing a lot of things they shouldn't do. But we're not being good shepherds. And I'm talking to men and women. We're not being good shepherds at all, some of us. The question should be, and I'm almost finished as I said before, but I have to reveal what the Lord has given. The question should be, am I a good shepherd? For those of you who are students and youth, your question is, am I a good sheep? Because a sheep follows the shepherd. A sheep just doesn't go their own way. And a shepherd does not lead the sheep into destruction. We have to lead by example. We have to. It's very important. The things we do, the things we say in front of our youth, our students, our kids, it's very important. We have to be models, even in the heat of the moment. We still, God says, and I'm going to say it again, I still expect you to stay in character, no matter what. And that's hard, but I'm glad the Lord has that expectation. He not only has it for me, but he has it for you as well. He said, because you are representing me, I expect for you to remain in character, no matter what. You know, we hear about, parents killing their babies, killing their kids. We're not being good sheep. Excuse me, we're not being good shepherds. It's time out for the playing. Children are not toys. They're human beings. We must take care of them. They're not something that you can play with until they're 1 year old and then decide, as I said before, this is an old toy. I don't want to play with it. I'm going to throw it away or I'm going to get rid of it. That's not possible. They're human beings. Okay? So I want you guys to really think about what I said, because we're really going to focus on our youth. And tomorrow, when I get online, we're really going to pray for our youth, because it's time to pray for our youth. We cannot afford to not pray for them. But I want to say this again to the adults. I want to say this again to the professionals. And when I say professionals, I'm speaking about anyone who works in a school system, anyone who works with youth, you know, daycares, whoever works with youth, we must stay in character. We must be professional. We must oversee the things that we say and do, because you never know who's listening and you never know who's watching. And the Lord says, no matter what, as he revealed unto me, I expect for you to remain in character. And if you ask God why, he will tell you exactly why. Because you are my child and you're representing me. The world doesn't know any different because they haven't been taught any different, but you have. And once you've been taught, the Lord says you are now accountable of remaining in character, of remaining professional at all times. You are responsible. Okay? So as you go about the rest of the week, be cognizant of the things you say. Be cognizant of the things you do. But I do want to tell you this before we sign off. I continue to recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he can turn our lives around for the good. I've noticed with me since I've been on this ministry that the Lord has given me so much patience. He's given me a different outlook on life. I've always been happy, but he has made me happier. You know, you really know when you're growing in Christ, when you can climb over hurdles without falling. The Lord says he puts hurdles sometimes in our lives so that we can have faith in him. Sometimes God has to force us to have faith, right? And he forces us to have faith by putting things in front of us and making us hop over them, because he knows that we're more than conquerors. So I want to encourage you with this. I don't know what I'm going to say. I have no idea what God is about to reveal. But what I do know is that this will be encouraging unto you. This will be encouraging unto me, and we can continue to run our race. Before I give this revelation, I want to say that we will reschedule with Miss Liz Black. We understand and recognize that the Love of Jesus Ministry, that people's schedules are hectic. But I always tell you that the Lord always gives us a word, and I thank God for giving me a word every time I get on the ministry. So you're not losing ground if you come on the ministry and we have to reschedule, because the Lord is just that good and that he gives us a word. And I want to encourage you, and I don't know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to begin to speak because I know that the Lord is with us. Each day of our lives, we travel the roads. We know that there is day and we know that there is midnight. As we work through the day and sleep at night, God is watching us and making everything all right. Some of us carry burdens. Oh, do we carry them? And some of us carry nothing but just Him. And we're speaking about Jesus. The Lord says, maintain and hold on to your faith. Never let it go. God is with us. Some people will never know. Yet we walk through the valleys and we look up at the mountain. The Lord is with us in the valley, and He extends His hand to reach the mountain. Just because we're on the top today does not mean that we shall remain there. God loves us. Didn't you know? I thought you knew He cared. But as we conclude on today, I want to leave you with this word that Jesus shall say. Be not weary in well-doing. Do not faint when you walk. Trust in God when you talk and believe every word that He says. If the Lord be for you, who shall be against you? Though this earth is evil and full of trouble, the Lord is more, and He can bless you double. Every day of your life, watch what your hands do in your words. The Lord is listening. I know you heard. Read your book, the good book that is. Psalms, Ephesians, that's where God is. Do not be discouraged at everything that happens. But know our Lord Jesus is our God hereafter. Ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing that we have to want for. There are no words that can express how much the Lord Jesus loves us in spite of. If you've done something wrong, if you've done someone wrong, if you said something wrong, the Lord says, ask for forgiveness. Came back. The lady who looked back turned into a pillar of salt because she what? Looked back. The Lord says when you come up to the altar, He says, let it all go and carry your faith back. No one has to know. God wants to bless some people. He wants to bless the Love of Jesus ministry. He wants to take us higher. He wants to bless the listeners. He wants to bless some people in Bellmead, Texas. He wants to bless some people in Waco, Texas, Dallas, Austin, Houston, Atlanta, Seattle, Mexico, Italy, Spain. He wants to bless some people. But it's up to us to come to Him. It's up to us to hold a meeting with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on a daily basis. It's up to us to ask for renewal. Stop waiting on the pastor to ask us to come up to the altar. Sometimes you have to go to the altar at your house, and you have to lay all those things down there, and you have to grow you some faith. It doesn't matter how big your faith is. It doesn't matter how small your faith is. The Lord says you have to have at least some faith. When He says the faith of a mustard seed, you have to have some faith. You can't go empty-handed. You have to have some faith. A lot of people, and I want to say this as the Lord is revealing this to me. The Lord says He doesn't expect us to have faith of a mustard seed because He's better than that. He's that good where He can bless us. He said, but He do expect us to have the faith where it can begin to grow. He says some of us are in different phases of our lives as far as our ministry is concerned, as far as our faith is concerned. He said we're in different phases of our lives. He said, but He expects for us to have the faith of a mustard seed. That's what the Lord expects. And so as I conclude today, make room. Make room. And you do that by decluttering those negative things, digging deep to the root and getting under it, taking out everything and casting your net of faith. That's how you declutter your life. That's how you get to God. And that's how the Lord receives the glory. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our ministry. As I said before, we will reschedule with Ms. Liz Black. On tomorrow, we have Dr. Alfreda Love, who will come with a segment of Praying with Love. And on Thursday, we will have Ms. Denise, who is also a radio host. She will come with us, and she will share with us her ministry. She has been on the platform with many artists. She has a great radio show, so please stay tuned. And if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Alfreda Love of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.